Ayin, Mesukinu, because at that time Dabur was a Mesukin, he was a Chayla. Rashi says, Shachu Bumis. Well, Tanan, we learned, Mishachos Bumis, Machil Moisai, at Shiyor Oinov. You gotta give him teeth, otherwise he may die. The kid said, Dabur had a head to teeth from over here. Rabbi Yitzmar says now, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, if so, if the Machloek is not in these Psukim, so what is the Machloek of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether the Taner has to be Bifnim, or the Taner can be Bachutz? So Mar says, that Machloek is B'Gemara Pligi. It's a Machloek is in Gemara, how they Makabah from the Rabbi. And they can bring it for forth, so Tanya says, Rabbi Shimon, I know, Liyolim, every Rogolim, Rabbi Shimon's always used to say, that Shtei Alechem, Lechem upon him, Ksheres Piazor, Ksheres Abes Tagish Ramino. He was wrong with the same means, that's why he was Makabah from his Rebbe. He doesn't have a Psuk, Pasuk this way, it's not a Machlekes in Psukim, it's a Machlekes, what his Kabbalah was from his Rebbe, that he was Rogu Leiner, that the Tana by Sois is not Makadish to Lechem, and therefore the Tana could be outside, and therefore you're allowed to bake it outside, any place in Yerushalayim if you want, you could bake it. Benachnami, according to Rebbe Yehuda, he holds no, the Tana is Makadish it, and therefore he holds the Tana has to be done in the Panim. Alright, we'll stop here.
You're holding that Tzadik Vov and Aleph by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Chavite Kohen Godol. The Kohen Godol that used to bring every single day his Mincha, Chati Babreke V'chati in the afternoon, the Locher is Lishoson V'yarichoson V'yafiyoson Lefnin. Both the kneading of it and the forming of it and the baking of it has to be done inside the Pnim, inside the Kodesh. And therefore, the Deicher says a Shabbos, also with Deicher Shabbos, since you cannot do this before Shabbos, because since it already has a Kedusha Saguf, if you would make the Chavitim before Shabbos and have a Psalmina, therefore you have to do it, has to be Deicher Shabbos. Now, how come the Chavitim Kohen Gadol is different? So Rashi says, because according to everybody, the Chatzi Yisorin, the special measuring cup they had of the Chatzi Yisorin, which the purpose was to measure off the Chavite Kohen Gadol, that first used to bring a complete Yisorin of flour, and then they would divide it in half and use this Chatzi Yisorin, that was Nimshach. And therefore the flour has a Kedusha Saguf on it, and therefore it has to stay inside the Pnim, therefore the kneading and the Aricha has to be done inside. So Rashi explained how come the regular Yisorin was not Nimshach, because that everybody used to use, and there's a gzeirah that sometimes will take it outside. Mashen came, the Chatzi Yisorin that was only meant for the Kohen Gadol, he was Nizer, therefore that had Kedusha on it, therefore the dough has Kedusha, so it has to be done inside the Pnim, and like we said, therefore also it's Berech HaShabbos. Mashen came, Tichunon, Vihar Kedoson, Ein Berech HaShabbos, but to grind up the wheat, or else Hakoda to sift the wheat, that's not Berech HaShabbos, since this could have been done before Shabbos, therefore it's not Berech HaShabbos. And that's the klal omer of Kibra. Kibra says the klal that kol melacha shev shelo leyosas mero Shabbos, any melacha here for the chavitim that could have been done ero Shabbos, like the tchina, the grinding of it or the sifting of it, therefore ain't a derech as a Shabbos, it's not derech a Shabbos. But a melacha shev shelo leyosas mero Shabbos, something that could have not been done ero Shabbos, like we're saying the kneading of it, cannot be of done Erev Shabbos, therefore the Lachar is Doich Es Shabbos, therefore it's Doich Es Shabbos, because we cannot measure it off before Shabbos, because then the flour would have this Kedusha Saguf. If we would leave it overnight, it would have a Psalina. So therefore we cannot be make the Lisha or the Aricha before Shabbos, it has to be done on Shabbos itself, therefore it's Doich Es Shabbos. The other Mishnah says, Kol ha-menochos, yesh bohen, maisa kli bifnim. All the menochos, the avodah that was done inside the pnim, it had to be done with the kli, meaning to say that the lisha, the aricha, all of it was done by the kli shoris, bifnim, inside, and not bachutz, Rashi says. What was done, the avodah that was done inside, was done with the kli shoris, it gave it a kedusha saguf. Now, v'yein behem maisa kli bachutz, but what was done outside, that was not done with the Kli Shoris, it was not done with the Kli, in order not to give it a Kedusha Saguf, that it should be a Psul Yaitzei. In other words, the Lishon, the Aricha, of the Shtei HaLechem, Lechem Aponim, that was done outside, that was not done in the Kli Shoris. So therefore the Mishnah says, Ketzet, how does it come out, that Shtei HaLechem,
or Korn Shiva. For Shtei HaLechem itself, it was long 7 Tvachim. For Roch Van Arbo, it was wide 4 Tvachim. For Karnoseim, and they had horns on them, Arbo Etzbois, 4 Etzbois, was the Keren. So Rashi says, what was the Karnoseim, what was the horns? Sho Yemadbik Betzak, the Cholzovius used to put some dough at each corner. Ken Kernayim, like horns. The Erech HaKeren, how long was each horn? It was Dalet's voice. That's Rosh Hashita. So the Keren of the Lechem Aponim was Arbabas. That's the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos. Then Mishnah says Lechem Aponim. How did they make the Lechem Aponim for every Shabbos? Orkoi Asor. It was long 10 Tvachim. The Roch by Chamisha was wide 5 Tvachim. The Karnois of the Oslo had horns on the side of it. Shevet's voice on each corner. There was a horn seven tvachim tall. Reb Yehuda says, Shletit he made simonim, not to be misled here. They made a simon of Zayin Dalad Dalad, which means that's the Shtei HaLechem. It was 7 tvachim long, 4 wide, and 4 the Keren. And Yud Hey Zayin, that was the Lechem Aponim, it was 10 by 5 by 7. Ben Zaymer says, the Pasuk says, V'nosata al ha-shulchan lechem aponim lefonai tamid, that the lechem aponim should always be on the shulchan. Sidashin's meaning, shiyiyah leponim, it should have a ponim, should have a face to it. And Rashi says, ponim here means the funnels, should have sides to it, a side. Lishnachwinu Rashi says, shiyiyah leponim zovius, v'enein akronos, also means it has corners to it, it has the horns on the side. So the Mishnah says she'il leponim doesn't really mean a face, but it means there should be like an inside to it. In other words, that we have that the lechem aponim was flat on the bottom, then on both sides it came up, so there was an inside to it. So that's what says tefanis means on the two sides there are two walls, two sides of it, and therefore there's a panim, there's an inside to the lechem aponim. So comes out Ben Zayim is not arguing. He's only coming to say, how do we know what the Mishnah says before? It's coming to explain. Like in this Pasuk, it says, Lechem Aponim, Rashi says it means, here we know if you said there was Kronos, there were the horns on the side. Now the Mishnah says, HaShulchan Orkayasoro, the Shulchan itself was long, 10 Tvachim, Roch by Chamisha was wide, 5 Tvachim. Now Lechem Aponim that was put on the Shulchan, was also Orkayasoro, it was long, 10 Tvachim, the dough itself, for Roch Bechamisha was wide 5. So how did they have the two rows of the Lechem Aponim on the Shulchan? So the did was like this. Noisein Orkoi, they took the length of the Lechem Aponim. Kineged Roch, but they put it across the width of the Shulchan, Shal Shulchan. So it comes out that 5 Tvachim, the middle 5 Tvachim of the Lechem, was tackled on the Shulchan. But at both ends, it projected another 2.5 tvachim. So the did was, the kofel, they bent over, like this was the way it was in the dough, and they bent it over now to bring up the two sides, the kofel tvachayim umachtsu mikan, utvachayim umachtsu mikan, they folded over on both sides the extra part of this lechem. There was the middle 5 tvachim of it was on top of the shulchan. Now the extra 2.5 on each side, they folded upwards. Nimtza comes out, Orkoi memala kol roch by shol shulchan. The length of the lechem, which comes out only to be 5 tvachim, filled up the whole width of the shulchan. Dibur Rabbi Yehuda. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. So come out, each lechem was high 2.5 tvachim. So we had six lechems, one on top of another. Altogether, it was 15 tvachim tall. Rabbi Meyom and Rabbi Meyom Shita was like this. That HaShulchan Orkoi Shnei Mosa. He holds the Shulchan was long 12 Tvachim. For Roch Bashisha was wide 6 Tvachim. And the Lechem Aponim, he also agrees, like Rabbi Meir Shita, was Orkoi Yasor of Roch Bechamisha. That everybody agrees to. The Lechem itself, the dough itself, was 10 Tvachim long and 5 Tvachim wide. So how did they put the Lechem Aponim on the Shulchan? So according to Yud, it's like this. Noisein Orkoi Kineged Roch Bashal Shulchan. It took the length of the lechem, which was 10 tvachim long, and they put it across the width of the shulchan, which was 6. So it comes out the middle six was on top of the shulchan. On both sides was sticking out two tfachim. So now they bent that up. The koifot tfachayim mikan, not tfachayim mikan. They bent up, folded upwards, two tfachim on each side. So it comes out the height of the six lechems were only 12 tfachim. Utfachayim revach b'yemtza. There was two tfachayim space in between. Because according to him, his shita, the length of the shulchan was 12 tfachim. And they only put the width of it along the west, so it was 5 and 5, so it's only 10. There was still two tfachim space in between. What was the purpose of this space? Kedei shitei haruach menashevet b'neim. That the wind, the air, should come in between the chalis in order to keep them fresh, that it should not get stale. So therefore there was space in between. Abishol says, Shom hoyu noisnin shnei v'zich levoyne. He holds that the two cups of the Levoina, Shalachim upon him, he used to put there on the Shulchan itself, in between the two rows of the Lechem upon him, in those two Tvachim, that's what he used to put the Shnei Vezichim of Levoina. Omrula, the Chom said back to Abishol, no, V'aloi Kvanema, the Pasuk says, V'nosata al hamarechas Levoina Zaka. So Pasuk al means on top, meaning on top of the Lechem upon him, that's where you put the Shnei Vezichim, like we had before, on top of the Lechem. Omel Hem, Sabashol says back, no. Valoi Kvanem, Apostle also says, the Olaf Mata Menashe, which does not mean on top, but it means on the side, next to it. Here also, it could be when the Apostle says, Lasat Al Hamareches, does not mean on top of the rows of the Lechem, but it could mean in between them, on the sides of it, that's where you put the Shnei Bezichim. That's the Machlekes, Sabashol, and the Tanakama, where exactly was the two cups of the Levoina on the Shulchan by the Lechem upon him. Now the Mishnah continues and says, Abo Sanifim Shalzov Hoyushom. There were like four rods of gold there also. Moved Solim Roshayim. On top of it, it like branched off to a lot of branches. We had before, Pshat was, this used to give support to the sides of the Lechem. Shoyusimchon then, that the Lechem used to support the Lechem, used to be supported against the Sanifim. Now, Shnayim L'Seidazer, two Snifim was for one row of Lechems, or Shnayim L'Seidazer, and two of them was for the other row of the Lechems. There were two rows of six and six. Now, to go across from one Snif to another Snif was the Esrim U'Shmoyna Kanim. There were 28 rods, like that went across, that we had before to hold up the Lechem in between one Lechem and another Lechem. And each one was Kechatzi Kon Cholol, like a half of a hollow reed, like half of a bamboo stick. Arba also l'seder zeh, 14 for one seder, for Yarba also l'seder zeh, 14 for the other seder. So each seder, like it was six rows, one on top of another. So the bottom row of lechem was on the table itself. The second one had three for it, and the third one had three, the fourth one had three, the fifth one had three. That's four times three, that's 12. And then the top row, to hold up the top, the sixth one, that only had two rods across. So therefore, he has 14 rods to hold up the, like, six lechems. Now, loy sid, the Mishnah says, loy sid konim, v'lo'nitilosam doichas ha-shabbos. Not putting in these rods across and not taking them away was doichas ha-shabbos. He cannot do this on Shabbos. Because really, on Shabbos, you had to take off the old row and the old lechem and put in the new one. So the Chorda had to take away these kanim in order to get the lechems out. This had to been done before Shabbos. They cannot do it on Shabbos. Since it's possible to do it before Shabbos, it was not doing for Shabbos. El or rather, how did they do this? It was Nichnas Nera Shabbos. The Kohen used to walk in there before Shabbos. For Shemton, he would take off these rods that held up the lechem before Shabbos. As much as a few hours on Shabbos, nothing happened to the lechem. He would put these rods along the length of the Shulchan. And then on Shabbos they would take out the old lechems and put in the new lechems. And then after Shabbos they would put their kanim back in place. Now the Mishnah says, Kol ha-kelim shoy b'migdash. All the kelim that were in the Migdash, you should know, Orkon li'okar shabayis. The length of the kli was along the length of the Beis HaMikdash itself. Meaning to say it was between Mizrach and Marav. That's the way the kelim was. The length of the keli was between Mizrach and Maariv. Now the Gemara said, it says, Kol ha-menachos yesh ben ma'is ha-kli b'fnim. All the menachos that was done inside was done with the kli shavus. Is sholo es Rebbe. They asked Rebbe, Zuminen, how does the Mishnah to say this? Rashi says, Shem menachos tunis kli, that the menachos have to have a kli. Is omelahem, so they said back to him, Rebbe said back to them, Herei Yewemud, there's a pasuk in Yecheskel that says, this is the place in the Pnim inside the Azara where they should cook off the Korban Chattis and the Korban Oshem, the meat that the Kanam Allah eat, they have to eat inside the Kodesh, they have to eat inside the Azara. And it also says, that you're supposed to also bake the Mincha there and not take it outside to the Chotzrach, outside the Azara. So it's mashman this postik that mincha is dumi the oshem achatis. The baking of the mincha is just like the korban chatis and oshem. That ma oshem achat, just like when they cooked up the oshem and the chatis. To the kli, it was cooked up in the kli shoris inside the azoron. Af mincha namit to the kli, who had the mincha itself also, the yaricha, or the lisho, the baking of it, had it been done in the kli shoris. Then it says, Hashulchan Oko Yasoro, the Shulchan was long, 10 Tfochim. Omer Rav Yechmechon says like this, Ledivri Yoimer, Tfochayim Umachza Kaifol, if you hold that the Lechem was folded upwards, 2.5 Tfochim on each side, and there were 6, one on top of another, Nimtza comes out, Shulchan Makadish, Chamishos Tfochim Lamala, that from the Shulchan upwards, for 15 Tfochim, it was still had a Kedusha. At the top lechem had its kedusha from the shulchan, meaning the kedusha of the shulchan goes up 15 tfochim. And the divrei yom, according to other man diyom, that it says tfochayim kaiful no, he holds that the shulchan was 6 tfochim, was 6 tfochim wide. So therefore, Yomi had to fold up 2 tfochim on each side. If so, nimtza comes out that the 6 rows, 6 times 2, was mekadosh yud beis tfochim lamala. The Shulchan was on the Mikdash 12 Tfachim upwards. That's how tall the Lechem went up. So more asked the question, why only 15 or 12? It should be much more. We have before there are rods that go across in between one Lechem and another Lechem. So that took up space. So more says, no. I tell you, Kanim Shakua Mishakelu. These rods were like sunk into the Lechem. Rashi says, when they made the dough, they formed it that there was a little pocket there that the rods could go like in between, like the lechem fit perfectly into the rods. So there was no space between one lechem and the next lechem. Samar says, no. My time, what's the purpose for they had this kanim was mishum ifush lechem, that they did not want the lechem to become spoiled. They wanted space to be in between them. If so, the way you're saying now, there was a perfect fit, saif saif ko mafish lechem. Samar says, still, the lechem will become spoiled without enough space in between them. Samar says, no, avada de magboya le purta. Yes, it was a little bit elevated, each lechem from the other one a little bit because of the kanim. Samar asks the question, if so, I weak o purta. Sadi say only 15 or 12 tfachim tall, there should be a little bit more, because there's a little bit space in between one lechem and the next lechem. Samar says, true, but kiv on the lehevi tefach, since it was not tall a tefach, it's not mashiv that space. Since it was not another tefak tall, it only says either 12 or 15. First question, I have weaker bezichim. I the cups of bezichim. That mean it was on top of the lechem, that was also kaddish, so it's more than 15 or 12 tefakim tall. Someone says, no, the gavei the lechem every yasrei. Like if you hold that lechem upon him was like a broken box, so then it was mamish inside the lechem. So the walls that went upwards covered up the shnei bezichim. So they did not come above the lechem. That was the same height as the lechem. Bahadi lechem ever yasvi. Ula bahadi lechem, heavy kaimi, they were inside the lechem. Therefore it only went up 15 or 12 tfachim, not more. Was a question, but still we had before I, v'ika kronos. I, there's the horns of the lechem upon him that comes up 7 tfachim we had before. Sumor says, Kronos lagavoy de lechem kaiflu. They used to like bend over these horns
inside the lechem. It did not come up, project above, but it was bent down inside the lechem. The lechem ayil nachle, and one lechem rested upon the other one, that the koronos, the horns, did not come above. It was like pressed down inside the lechem. Therefore, again, it was not above, more higher, more than 15 or 12 tefachim.